Afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Alphabetical presentation of some of the artists. Been going on since the 9th of September last year. Last week, I ended with clarinetist George Lewis. This week, I will start with pianist, composer, arranger John Lewis. Here, in 1957 for Atlantic Records, with guitarist Barry Galbraith, David Raxon hit The Bad and the Beautiful.
Thank you.
John Lewis piano and Barry Galbraith on guitar, 1957 for Atlantic Records, and David Raxon composition The Bad and the Beautiful. Raxon spent most of his professional career, if not all, in Hollywood, writing for movies. That title, of course, was for a movie. And undoubtedly his most popular composition, also a movie, Laura, John Lewis and Barry Galbraith, 1957. In September of 1948, Charlie Parker asked John Lewis to join his quintet, with Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on drums, two of them, both by Parker. Barbados, a blues, and Alucha, based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
John Lewis at the piano in the quintet of Charlie Parker. I'm trying to remember. I think on the Savoy 78. It says Charlie Parker All Stars. Nevertheless, Miles Davis trumpet, Charlie Parker alto saxophone, Lewis on piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach on the drums. Barbados, a blues by Charlie Parker, and a Lucha Parker composition based on I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin. We heard two takes. You got a chance to hear Charlie say, hold it, you know, and then they do it again, and they give you the best one, print it on the record. Charlie Parker All Stars, 1948, I think I said Savoy Records, yep. Finally, for John Lewis, one of his great compositions, of many, and got a call, what about the Modern Jazz Quartet? Well, the Modern Jazz Quartet will be here when I get to the M's, and Lewis, of course, is there. But this is some of his stuff here. John Lewis, Bill Perkins got together and made a quintet in 1956 for Pacific Jazz, and about 17 of you asked me, when you get to John Lewis, would you please do 2 degrees east, 3 degrees west? And I'm going to do that. Lewis on piano, Bill Perkins tenor, Jim Hall guitar, Percy Heath bass, Chico Hamilton drums. Thank you. John Lewis and Bill Perkins Quintet, Los Angeles, 1956, for Pacific Jazz Records. A John Lewis composition, 2 degrees east, 3 degrees west. Lewis piano, Perkins tenor, Jim Hall guitar, Percy Heath bass, and Chico Hamilton on the drums. Now from John Lewis to Meade Lux Lewis, piano player, 1940 for Blue Note. When Alfred Lion started Blue Note Records in 1939, he had come here and wanted to record the music that he loved, which was jazz, and primarily to start with the piano player. But Blue Note went on to record all kinds of instrumentation, and brilliantly, I think. And Meade Lux was one of their first. Here, from October 1940, is a blues that Lewis wrote called Tell Your Story.
Thank you.
Mead Lux Lewis for Blue Note Records, 1940, and his blues called Tell Your Story. In 1941, early in that year, Blue Note hired Edmund Hall to put together a quartet, and he did, and he called it the Celeste Quartet. Celeste is like a piano, only different. I'll make it easy for you, all right? So, Mead Lux Lewis was asked to play the Celeste, and he did, in the band. Edmund Hall clarinet, Mead Lux Lewis Celeste. Charlie Christian, for you Christian fans here, he's playing acoustic guitar on this cut, known for inventing, not really, but introducing to the world the likes of the electric guitar. And from Chicago, a great bass player on many records at this time, Israel Crosby. Mead Lux Lewis, Edmund Hall Celeste Quartet, Blue Note, 1941, and Edmund Hall Blues.
Thank you.
The Edmund Hall Celeste Quartet, 1941, Blue Note recording. Edmund Hall Blues, Hall Clarinet and Lewis, Mead Lux Lewis on Celeste, Charlie Christian acoustic guitar, Israel Crosby playing the bass. 1956 now for ABC Paramount Records. Mead Lux Lewis on piano, Leonard Gaston on the bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. This is a 1926 hit for Fred Rose and Walter Hirsch and Ruth Etting, and she presented it to the world. Here's Mead Lux and His Deed I Do. Lux Lewis, Deed I Do, 1956, Leonard Gaston playing string bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums for ABC Paramount Records. Meet Lux Lewis, you can try a trivia question with your friends. Say, what great jazz piano player was in the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Now, you can give them a hint. Tell them it isn't Lionel Barrymore. Mead Lux, that's right, he's there when the angel comes down, and Jimmy Stewart, a character, has said, I wish I wasn't born. And nobody knows him. They go back, the bar is different, they go in. Just for a few seconds, Mead Lux is back in the background, just pounding everything out of the piano. Mead Lux. There, 1956, ABC Paramount, Deed I Do, I told you about that. Okay. From Mead Lux Lewis, now to Mel Lewis, drummer. 1985, he put together his own orchestra for Atlantic Records, Ellington's Sea Jam Blues. ¶¶ Mm-hmm. Mel Lewis right there. 1900 and, what did I say? 85 for Atlantic Records. Playing the drums. Kenny Werner, fine piano soloist there. Duke Ellington's Sea Jam Blues. Now, moving on with Mel Lewis, in 1959, Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophonist, and Ben Webster, tenor saxophonist, got together for Verve Records and recorded. Mulligan and Webster, and Jimmy Rolls on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. Thank you. Mel Lewis playing drums in the Jerry Mulligan Ben Webster Quintet. Mulligan on baritone saxophone, Webster on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. Chelsea Bridge by Billy Strayhorn, and Sunday, 1926 beginning for Julie Stein. I have to remember to look at the clock every once in a while. I get so absorbed in this stuff, even though I do it at home. It's, you know, one of those things. What you heard Mel Lewis doing as a drummer on Chelsea Bridge, playing brushes, really soft. You could barely hear just a little whisker right there. And it's the job a drummer has, you know, playing and the feeling of what's going on around him. And on Sunday with the sticks, and at the end sharing what we call fours, four measures apiece. You play four measures, I play four measures, he plays four measures, that sort of thing. And they were chasing it back and forth with the instruments to the drums. Mel Lewis. Now, Noah. Noah Lewis. Poke a button there. Noah Lewis, 1930 for Victor Records, plays the harmonica and sings. He wrote both of these, New Minglewood Blues and Bad Luck's My Buddy.
Trouble in the air. Out of trouble. Jazz is my buddy, and trouble is my friend. I've been in trouble ever since here I've been. Step on it.
Noah Lewis, his harmonica and his singing and his two compositions. Excuse me. New Minglewood Blues and Bad Luck's My Buddy. John Estes on guitar, known as Sleepy. On mandolin, Yank Rachel. And on jug, Ham Lewis. Noah Lewis. 1930, recorded by Victor Records. From Noah Lewis to Ted Lewis now, band leader, clarinetist, vocalist, and commentator. Had a big band. He started out early on in one of the first recorded bands and played a very abstract clarinet, very individual. And he said at one time he didn't want to sound too academic. So he formed a band and made many records and was very popular and had his tongue in his cheek the whole time and was very funny. Tuxedo and a real high Abe Lincoln top hat. Here are two from 1930.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Lewis, WFD. You want to know what WFD stands for? World's Famous Dispenser. Dispenser of what, sodas? No, no, no. I'm a dispenser of the greatest thing in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Sunshine and happiness. Now, 5 years ago, I guess it was six. No, it was seven, wasn't it, boys?
Eight.
9 years ago, I made this very wonderful discovery, and it's that discovery that I'm bringing here to you folks tonight. Why, one swallow of this famous remedy of mine is known to brace up, cheer up, perk up, and pep up. And a whole bottle is known to turn a crabby old mother-in-law into a laughing hyena. And to show you folks that I'm on the level, I'm going to tell you the recipe of this famous discovery. Now, to a day that's long, you just add a little song, and what do you get, folks? What do you get? You get my homemade sunshine. And to a weary trial, oh, say, you add a little smile. That's how I make my homemade sunshine. You mix a little hope and laughter with philosophy, and you add just a spice of make-believing to this recipe. Now that's part of the bill of fare that we all must share to get this wonderful discovery of homemade sunshine. And to the moon above, you add just a little love. Oh, say, that'll give you homemade sunshine. And to a night in June, you just add that wedding tune. And what do you get? Homemade sunshine, Dr. Lewis's famous remedy, folks. And when the wolf is at your door, here's how to chase the blues. Why, you turn that wolf into a stork, and you spread the happy news. And when those neighbors call, why, you just introduce them all. Oh, do that sweet little sunshine. Yes, sir.
Lewis and his orchestra and his comments and his vocalizing and his clarinet. 1930 for Columbia. Homemade Sunshine with some nice work behind him by trumpet star Manny Klein. And Someday Sweetheart by Ben and John Spikes in Los Angeles with some fine work on cornet by Muggsy Spanier behind him and the pianist Jack Aronson. Now, from Ted Lewis to Willie Lewis, who had an orchestra in Paris in 1936, recorded for Pathé Records over there, had some great people in the band, and you will be hearing them. Herman Chittenson from New York plays the piano. You hear some fine guitar work by John Mitchell. Benny Carter does the arrangements and plays alto and trumpet. And if I missed anybody, I'll try to remember that. Lewis, of course, on clarinet, and sometimes vocal, and Bobby Martin singing for the band as well. Willie Lewis, in Paris, 1936. ¶¶
rhythm is business, rhythm is sure and swell. Rhythm is our business, and the business sure and swell. Feeling blue, blue in me, take a little rhythm, you don't succeed. Rhythm is our business, business sure and swell. There's a drummer man in the band.
In the band.
That's the drummer man in the band.
In the band.
When he hit licks with sticks, make you folks do new hot tricks.
his clarinet, his singing, and his orchestra in Paris, 1936 for Pathé Records. Rhythm Is Our Business, Jimmy Lunsford and Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn wrote that. Just a Mood by Benny Carter, who, by the way, did all the arranging. All of Me by Seymour Simon and Gerald Marx, Stardust, Hoagy Carmichael. I've Got a Feeling You're Foolin', Herb Nashiel Brown and Arthur Freed, and Sid Garlick's Stay Out of Love. If I can remember some of the great artists in there. The guitar work is by John Mitchell, and the piano work is by Herman Chittison. And Benny Carter did the arranging and played trumpet, both muted and open horn, and his alto saxophone. All that stuff going on there. Joe Heyman on tenor. Ted Fields doing fine drumming. Willie Lewis and his orchestra. was a jump band, and the jump band started in the 30s and continued on, and you can hear where that's going because of rhythm and blues, jump bands, rock and roll. Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers in Los Angeles, 1949, for exclusive. Liggins put that together. He plays the piano. It's called 3 o'clock Jump, borrowing heavily from Count Basie's 1 o'clock Jump, but that's all right. Little Willie Jackson on baritone saxophone, James Jackson on tenor saxophone, Liggins piano, Frank Paisley on guitar, Eddie Davis on bass, and Pepe Prince playing drums. I'd like to go now to Abby Lincoln. Abby Lincoln. Push the button there. Okay. Abby Lincoln, vocalist, 1959 for Riverside Records. I'm going to let her sing for you. This is the beginning of her career. And then I'll tell you what she sang and who's with her.
Softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift your high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So end each story softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light that gave you glory will take it all away.
Through the wild night air for the
little lost on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man the clouds roll over and darken him. As the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But through the night and day, till my eyes grow weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes I think maybe God's gone away, forgetting his promise and word he'd say. And we're lost.
Abby Lincoln, starting out in her career, 1959 Riverside Records. Softly as in a Morning Sunrise by Sigmund Romberg and lyric by Oscar Hammerstein II. And Lost in the Stars, a rare one by Kurt Weill, lyric by Maxwell Anderson. You might know those names associated with a bigger hit for them, September Song. Kenny Dorham playing the trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano. Les Spann playing the guitar, and on some tracks, not these, he plays the flute. Sam Jones, string bass, Philly Joe Jones, on the drums. 1959, Abby Lincoln. 33 years later in Paris, 1992, for Verve Records, to show you the changes of time and the style and sound, Abby Lincoln teamed up with pianist Hank Jones.
When there is love, does it begin pressing your lips close to mine? How can you tell when there is love? Is it a spirit divine? When there is love, the have someone to share. And over the years, there will be love, and we will be learning to care.
I sleep well.
except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. It's funny how she seemed to lull you to sleep. Oh, I won't find someone as lovely as you. I should care, and I do.
Abby Lincoln and Hank Jones in Paris, 1992 for Verve Records. Abby Lincoln's own composition, When There Is Love, and a monumental composition by Sammy Kahn, Axel Stordahl, and Paul Weston called I Should Care. Now, from Abby Lincoln, we go now to Paul Lingle, L-I-N-G-L-E, obscure even in his own time, and much more so now, but brilliant at interpreting some of the early composers for the piano. 1952 in Los Angeles for Good Time Jazz. Here, from me to you, is Paul Lingo.
Thank you. Thank you.
piano for you. Good Time Jazz Recording, 1952 in Los Angeles. Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy. Pastime Rag No. 3 by Artie Matthews. London Blues by Jelly Roll Morton. And Blame It on the Blues by Charles L. Cook. Paul Lingle, I said he was obscure even in his own time. I was down there and wanted to call him, and his listed number I called, and the guy answered the phone. I said, "Is Paul Lingle there?" And the guy said, "Who?" So that's how that is. I wanted to say something nice. Paul Lingle, 1952. And his orchestra. He plays the lead trumpet there, sometimes arranges for the band. Sonny Burke arranged that. It's Caravan by Juan Teasel. Harry Klee throughout, doing fine work on the flute. Malin Clark, clarinet and alto. Deacon Dunn, tenor saxophone. Tommy Todd, piano. Al Hendrickson, guitar. Phil Stevens, string bass. And Jackie Mills on the drums. Caravan, Ray Lynn and his orchestra for Encore Records, Hollywood, December 1945. 1925 now, here is Virginia Liston.
Let me tell you, Daddy, Mama won't set and free. So just pack up all your dust, get ready to leave. I've stood tomfoolery long enough. Now I'm gonna call your bluff. For certain things I called your hand. So now, Daddy, here's my plan. I ain't gonna play no second fiddle if I can't play the lead. You must think that I am blind. Been cheating on and you know just how it hurts to see you with my chum. Do you think that I am down? You cause me to drink when I sit down and think. I see that you never take it. I called to your house the other night. Aren't you and your gal having a fight? I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. If I can't play the lead, do you hear me? I'm gonna play the lead. Now I'm going to flirt with another sheep. Come on, you're gonna wake and find yourself asleep. Caught you with your good time, bam. Sweet mama gonna put out your lamb. Now, sweet papa, I ain't so. You ain't gonna mess with me no more. I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. I can't play the lead. No, I ain't gonna play no second fiddle if I can't play the lead. You must think that I am blind. Been cheating on the other time. Why do you still flirt? And you know just how it hurts. To see you with my child, do you think that I am dumb? You cause me to drink when I sit down and think. And see that you never take it. I called to your house the other night. Caught you and your gal having a fight. I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. I can't play the lead. Through telling you I'm gonna play the lead. When the sun was in eclipse, I hid one in the dark, and he was gobbled up by a daddy grabbing shark. I dressed him all up so he would look good. He stayed with all the gals in the neighborhood. So now I'm tired of battling frogs for snakes. The gals around here are just like leeches. They pally in your orchard and steal your peaches. I wish these women would let my man be. Everyone, I guess they take him away from me. So now I'm tired of battling frogs for snakes. Now old Lucy Jane sure is game and bold. She'll laugh in your face and steal your jelly roll.
Virginia Liston, 1925 for OK Records. I Ain't Gonna Play Second Fiddle, written by Perry Bradford, and she was accompanied by her husband, Sam Gray, playing the piano. I'm Sick of Fattening Frogs for Snakes. That makes sense. Also by Bradford. And on the reed organ behind her, Clarence Williams. Virginia Liston, 1925. Booker Little now, 1958, for United Artists, his first LP as a leader. And Listen to This Trumpet.
Thank you.
That's Booker Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, his trumpet, his band for United Artists, his first LP under his name, under his leadership, October 1958. George Coleman played the tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan the piano, Arthur Davis string bass, Max Roach on the drums. We heard Milestones by Miles Davis, Sweet and Lovely by Gus Arnheim and Harry Tobias, and Rounder's Mood by Little.
only woman's got a name on a tree. She's never satisfied, won't let me be, until she gets a certain thing from me. 6 out of 7 times. That certain thing I mean is daddy's dear. And does it burn that mama up with bliss? She never cools until I give her this. 6 out of 7 times.
Body mother, baby, la bam bam, ba ba bi ba ba la, ma ba di ara, body piom bata, abadi lelwa lelim lelwa, ba ba blil la kunda. Mama ya la 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 ya bida.
Thank you.
The Little Chocolate Dandies from 1929, a pickup group. Somebody at OK Records says, get a group together. And they did. Rex Stewart, cornet, Leonard Davis on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham, trombone, Don Redman arranging and playing alto and clarinet, Benny Carter playing alto, Coleman Hawkins, tenor, Fats Waller, piano, Bobby Johnson, banjo, Cyrus St. Cyr, tuba, and George Stafford playing the drums. Six or Seven Times by Waller, and That's How I Feel Today by Don Redman. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And to get you ready for John Kessler and his fine All Blues show coming up, I want to say thanks for being out there, and here's Clarence Lofton.
Brown-skinned women, but your eye yellows do. I've got so many brown skins, I don't know what to do. I love all of my loving women, I say this world I do. I know someday that to learn to love the daddy too. Got a Monday girl, she works on Broadway and Main. I've got a Tuesday girl that woman is spending change. Where's the girl? Frank's bottle bell. I've got a third one that she better not get to be yell. Friday girl, she wears those teddy bears. I've got a set of girls taking each and every well. Eating Betty, bed, 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 eating Betty, bed, bed, and bay, eating Betty, bed, all you know. Your boys and girls, let me spot my son to one to you. She wears a pair of catskin shoes and a suit of nail very blue. I love all my women, I tell this world I do. I hope someday that you learn to love the daddy too. Beat it out, Bill.
Lofton there on the piano and singing for you, and his friend Bill Brunzi playing the guitar, 1935 in Chicago for the American Record Company. I'm Ken Wiley. You've been listening to The Art of Jazz, and again, thank you for being out there.